愿大家平安。
Peace with you all.
请我们来看《路加福音》的十八章。
Let us turn to the book of Luke, chapter 18.
路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
从三十五节记载到一直到四十三节。
From verse 35 to 43.
这是记载主耶稣要进入耶利哥城所发生的一段事情。
Here is talking about the story about when Jesus approached Jericho.
我们看三十五节。
Let's read verse 35.
耶稣将近耶利哥的时候，有一个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭。三十六节。
36.
听见许多人经过，就问什么事情。三十七节。
37.
他们告诉他是拿撒勒人耶稣经过。三十八节。
38.
他就呼叫说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我吧！”三十九节。
39.
在前头走的人就责备他，不许他作声。他越发喊叫说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我吧！”这里说，主耶稣到耶利哥城的时候。
And here it talks about when Lord Jesus was approaching Jericho.
路旁有一个人瞎眼，他坐着在讨饭。
And there was a blind man who was sitting by the roadside begging.
那因为他看不见，所以他只听到很多人从前面走过的声音。
Because he could not see, so he could only hear the crowd going by.
他也不知道发生什么事情。
And he didn't know what was happening either.
所以他就问人说，到底发生什么事情？
So he asked the people near him that what was happening.
37节。
In verse 37.
周围的人就告诉说，他是拿撒勒人耶稣经过。
They told him Jesus was Nazareth of is passing by.
那38节啊，这个瞎子就大声呼喊说，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
In verse 38, he called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
我们仔细来看这件事情。
And when we look at this story clearly,
主耶稣走过的地方,
where Lord Jesus was passing by,
有好多人跟着他。
There are a crowd who was following him.
因为他会变饼。
Because he could give bread.
他也可以医病。
He can also heal people.
他也可以赶鬼。
He can also cast out the demons.
他讲道理很有力量。
And he is very powerful at his preaching.
所以吸引了很多人。
Therefore, he attracted a great crowd.
因此这些人就告诉他是拿撒勒人耶稣经过。
So the crowd told this blind man that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by.
拿撒勒是主耶稣长大的地方。
Nazareth was the place that Lord Jesus was growing up in.
其实他是生在伯利恒。
But Lord Jesus was actually born in the city of Bethlehem.
那拿撒勒这是不是出名的地方。
But Nazareth wasn't a very famous place.
所以先知，他们说先知应该是出在耶路撒冷，出在很出名的城才对。
So the people were saying that a prophet should be born in the city of Jerusalem.
所以当这么多人在介绍是拿撒勒人耶稣。
So when so many people are saying that Jesus was passing by,
我还记得约翰福音第一章那个时候拿但业听见人跟他介绍拿撒勒人耶稣，他就说拿撒勒能够出什么好东西。
We remember that in the book of John chapter 1 that when Nathanael heard when Lord Jesus was from the city the town of Nazareth, he said that where can any good come from Nazareth?
所以这一群人在介绍主耶稣说他是拿撒勒人耶稣，表示说这是一个很普通的啦。
So when these people are introducing Jesus, he said that he was from Nazareth. So it means that he's a very common person.
就跟拿但业的感觉一样。
So what they will have the same feeling as Nathaniel.
但是这个瞎眼在呼叫主耶稣就不太一样。
But then when this blind man, when he was calling out to Jesus, he was different.
他说大卫的子孙，耶稣可怜我吧。
He said, Son of David, have mercy on me.
为什么他会呼喊大卫的子孙
耶稣？ Why would he call out Jesus, son of David?
因为犹太人从旧约圣经都知道神所应许的弥赛亚要从大卫的子孙生出。
Because Jews, they all know that from the Old Testament, he prophesied that Messiah will be born from the seed of David.
啊，然后大卫的后裔啊，要永远当王。
And the descendant of David will always be king.
啊，这个永远当王就是指的属灵的王。
And this king forever means that he is the spiritual king.
所以对这个瞎眼来说，刚刚要经过的这一个人，就是旧约圣经所预言的那个弥赛亚。
So for this blind man, when he heard that this person who was passing by is the Messiah that was prophesied in the Old Testament.
所以他虽然肉眼是瞎的，
even though his physical eye was were blind,
但是他的心眼很明亮。
But his spiritual eyes were very bright.
旧约预言那个弥赛亚，就现在就从这里经过。
Right now, the Old Testament, the Messiah prophesied in the Old Testament is passing by right now.
他一生可能只有这个机会啊，能够有主耶稣从他面前经过。
This may be the only chance of his life where Lord Jesus will pass by.
这太宝贵了。
This is a very precious opportunity.
所以他就把握这个机会。
So he grabbed hold onto this opportunity.
就呼喊主耶稣，可怜我吧。
And he called out, Lord Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
所以我们从三十六节到三十八节，我就发现，在主耶稣的周围有两种人。
So from verse 36 to 38,there are two kinds of people around Lord Jesus.
一种是肉眼瞎的。
One is the people who have a blind physical eyes or blind.
这个是大家觉得可怜的。
And it is very pitiful in everyone's sight.
那他自己也觉得很可怜。
And he felt he was also very pitiful.
那另外一种是心眼瞎的。
Another kind of people, their spiritual eyes were blind.
主耶稣做什么他都看得很清楚。
They could see whatever Lord Jesus was doing.
他到哪里他都看得很清楚。
They could see where Lord Jesus was going.
但是主耶稣传道三年半。
But Lord Jesus, he preached for 3.5 years.
他看了三年半，竟然没有办法看出来耶稣就是大卫的子孙。
They have observed for Lord Jesus for three years and a half, but then they did not know Lord Jesus was the Messiah.
这个就是心眼的瞎。
So this is where their eyes.Spiritual eyes were blind.
今天我们活在两个世界里面。
Today we're living in two worlds.
一个是物质界。
And one of the world is the physical world.
我们可以用肉眼来看。
And we can see this world with our physical eyes.
另外一个是灵界。
Another world is the spiritual world.
这个是肉眼看不见。
And it cannot be perceived by our physical eye.
很多人肉眼非常的清楚。
Many people, their physical eyes are very good.
他可以看到世界的好处。
They can see many benefits in the world.
他可以看到很远的地方。
They can see very things that are far away.
他的肉眼可以看到很远的未来。
They can see very far into the future.
所以他的人生有很多的计划。
So they have many plans in their life.
有很多的理想。
They have many hopes and expectations.
但是
However,
如果我们心眼瞎了，
if our spiritual eyesight were blind,
我们就看不到主耶稣。
We will not be able to see Lord Jesus.
我们看不到主耶稣所带来那个天国进来，所带来的福分。
We will not be able to see the blessings that Lord Jesus is going to give us.
那要怎么办？
Then what should we do?
所以这个瞎眼呢，下一句话非常重要。
So this words spoken by the blind man is very important.
说大卫的子孙可怜我吧。
Son of David, have mercy on me.
这个瞎眼的可怜有两个可怜。
There are two kinds of a pitiful thing that happened to this person.
第一个，
the first thing,
他看不到这个世界。
He could not see the physical world.
春夏秋冬变化这么漂亮，他看不到。
He could not see the very beautiful things happening around the world.
他看不到爱他的人，看不到他所爱的人。
He could not see the people who love him, and he could not see the people he loves.
他的前面只有一片黑暗。
He can only see darkness.
从出生一直到死亡。
Ever since his birth until the day he died.
这真的是可怜。
And it is very pitiful.
那因为这个可怜，就接下第二个可怜。
But because of this first pity, he has the second matter.
他没有办法谋生。
He could not survive for his make a living for himself.
所以他要向人讨饭。
So he has to be on the street and beg.
向人讨饭这个是很可怜的事情。
And this is a very pitiful thing to happen.
所以这个瞎眼就来到主在主耶稣经过的时候大声呼喊可怜我吧。
So when Lord Jesus passed by, this blind man, he called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
我们知道 他在呼喊主耶稣可怜我吧，他已经没有自尊了。
We know that when he was calling out, have mercy on me, he has let go all of his own dignity.
他也不在乎周围的人怎么看他。
He did not care about how other people would see him.
这个是人要得到神的恩典一个非常重要的条件。
And this is a very important criteria for a person to receive God's grace.
我们今天如果在神的面前太注重我们的自尊。
Today, if we pay too much emphasis on our dignity in front of God,
我们很难得到神的恩典。
Then it's very hard for us to receive God's grace.
所以有的慕道者到教会来祷告。
So for some truth seekers, they can't come to our church to pray.
他就是跪不下去。
They could not kneel down.
他人很好。
They are a very, very good people.
行很多善事。
They have done many good deeds.
他就是跪不下去。
But they could not kneel down.
我一生都没有向人下跪啊。
Because they said, I have never knelt to anyone in my life. So right now, how can I kneel down? But then when he kneeled down, he has received the Holy Spirit.
So this
kneeling down means that a person has taken away his own dignity. Because what dignity do we have in front of God?
Isaiah says, we are like dust.
In the book of Isaiah, it says that we are dusts.
你看有没有看到灰尘?
Can you see dusts?
没有。
You cannot see dusts.
有没有灰尘?
But does dust exist?
有。
Yes.
那为什么你看不到?
But why can we not see it?
太小了。
Because it is too small.
神太大了。
But God is too big.
所以人在神面前怎么能够讲自尊?人好像没有一样。
So how can we talk about dignity in front of God?
第二点。
Secondly.
人犯的罪太多太重。
And human, they have committed too great.Their sin have committed too many.
十条诫命一摆出来，我们天天犯罪。
And if we were to talk about the Ten Commandments, we're committing sin every day.
一个罪人怎么有可能在这个没有罪的神面前讲自尊？
And how can a sinner talk about his own dignity in front of a sinless God?
所以一个人哦，如果在神的面前啊，一直注重自尊，这个很难得恩典。
So if a person were to pay too much attention on his own dignity in front of God.It's very hard for him to receive grace.
有一次有一个慕道者，他是外教会的信徒，来教会慕道。
And there was once this truth seeker. He was from another church, and he came to our church.
他祷告趴在地上。
And when he prayed, he was lying on the ground.
Was lying.
Prostrated himself on the ground.
问他，你怎么趴在地上？
So we were asking, why are you prostrating yourself on the ground?
他说连跪着也不够代表我不配啊，所以趴在地上。我不要了，但你里都跪着，主耶稣也是跪，跪着够了。
So he said that because I'm unworthy, so I am not worthy to be kneeling down. But then we told him that Lord Jesus and Daniel were kneeling down, so you only need to kneel down to pray.
所以当一个人向主耶稣打开心门呼喊可怜我吧，这个就是得恩典的开始。
So when a person who opens up his heart and called out to Jesus that, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, this is the starting point of him receiving grace.
因为这代表我们的不配，这代表我们的卑微。
Because this represents our unworthiness and our minuteness.
所以我们还记得两个人到圣殿来祷告。
So we remember there are two people, two kinds of person come to the temple to pray.
那个税吏真的是罪人。
And the tax collector, he was a sinner.
他是捶胸的。
And he bit his chest.
他觉得他不配，因为他犯了很多罪。
He felt he was unworthy because he has committed a lot of sin.
就是因为对自己的罪有这种非常不配，有非常卑微的感觉，所以他得到神的怜悯。
And it is because he has felt that he was unworthy, and he received God's mercy.
但是，当法利赛人到神面前来祷告
，But when the Pharisee came before God to pray,
他是在数算自己的义。
He only counted his own righteousness.
数算自己的义，常常一个人自尊的开始。
And when we're counting our own righteousness, it is when a person who has become proud.
就是我比别人好。
He will say that I'm better than anyone else.
当一个人在神面前要表达我比别人好的时候。
And when a person he wants tries to say that he's so much better than anyone else before God.
这个人已经失去得恩典的条件，就是谦卑。
Then this person has already lost a criteria to receive grace, and that is to be humble.
所以祷告完，这两个人，主耶稣说，那个税吏比别人更有义。
So after their prayer, Lord Jesus said that this tax collector is more righteous than the other one.
因此，在神面前，我们需要的是一种不配、很卑微的态度，可怜我吧。
So in front of God, we have to have a very humble attitude and to ask God to have mercy on us.
当这个瞎眼这样呼喊两次。
When this blind man, he has called out to Lord Jesus twice.
我看四十节。
Let's read verse 40.
耶稣站着，吩咐把他带过来，到他跟前，问他说：“你要我为你做什么？”
40. Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
他这两个呼喊感动了主耶稣。
So these two calls has touched Lord Jesus.
所以说，你要我为你做什么？
So Lord Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you?
人跟神不一样。
And man is different from God.
我们爱我们的孩子。
We love our children.
但是很多孩子要我们做的，我们做不出来。
But what our children want us to do, we cannot do.
因为我们是人。
Because we are only human.
我们不能做的太多。
We cannot, there are so many things that we are not able to do.
但是如果神开口说，你要我为你做什么？
But when God asks us, what do you want me to do for you?
那个就是得恩典的开始。
Then this is the beginning of where we receive a blessing.
没有一个问题，神没有答案。
There's no problem that Lord Jesus have no answer for.
没有一个困难，神不能解决。
And there is no difficulties where Lord Jesus cannot solve.
关键是神愿意不愿意。
But the key is whether God is willing or not.
所以这里主耶稣说，你要我做什么，这个太好了。
So when Lord Jesus asked this person, what do you want me to do for you? It is very good.
这个就是瞎眼转变的开始。
And it is where the turning point of his life.
神的恩典临到他，他的命运就改变了。
When the blessing of God come to him, then his life will change.
所以我们要一直向神祷告。
So we will continue to pray to God.
那这个瞎眼的祈求从哪里出来？
So where is the prayer of this blind man?
四十二节。
In verse 42,
耶稣说：“你可以看见，你的信救了你。”
Lord Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight; your faith has healed you."
所以这个瞎眼得恩典的那个最起点就是他的信。
So the very beginning point of his receiving grace is his faith.
相信耶稣就是圣经所预言大卫的子孙弥赛亚。
He believed that Lord Jesus is the Messiah prophesied in the Old Testament.
相信主耶稣有能力解决他的瞎眼。
He believed that Lord Jesus has the power to help him to heal his blindness.
相信主耶稣的爱，愿意帮他解决他的困难。
And he believed in Lord Jesus' love, and that Lord Jesus will be willing to help him.
因为这个信心，所以虽然有人阻挡，他还是大声的喊叫，可怜我。
And because of this faith, even though there are obstacles, he still called out to Lord Jesus.
就因为他的信心。
And it is because of his faith.
主耶稣的怜悯加上能力，他能看见。
And Lord Jesus, plus the mercy and the power of Lord Jesus, and that he can receive his sight.
有时候我们常常在想，我没有瞎眼啊。
And sometimes we will think that I am not blind.
所以这个故事对我来讲好像不管用。
So this story seems that is useless to me.
其实我们刚刚已经提过，瞎眼有两种。
But then we have talked about there are two kinds of blindness.
一种是心眼瞎。
One is the spiritual blindness.
一种是肉眼瞎。
And one is the physical blindness.
虽然我们肉眼看得很好，
and even though we can see very clearly with our own eyes,
但是很有可能我们的心眼并没有开。
But then maybe our spiritual eyes have not been opened.
所以我们看不到基督的福音，基督的荣光。
Therefore, we are not able to see the glory of Lord Jesus.
虽然我们信耶稣，
even though we believe in Jesus,
我们对主耶稣的认识很有限。
And we are more limited in our knowledge of Lord Jesus.
我们只是理论上知道。
We can only know him in theory.
但是没有看见。
But then we have never seen him with our eyes.
所以我们人生的决定，我们的追求，其实都是在世界上。
And therefore all the decisions and all our pursuit are all in the world.
所以我们要向神祷告。
So we must pray to God.
主啊，可怜我吧。
And ask him to have mercy on us.
开我的心眼。
And to open our spiritual eyes,
让我能够看见
so that I may be able to see.
如果我们的心眼开了，能跟肉眼一样的看见
if our own spiritual eyes may be open and to see as our physical eyes can see,
你会发现我们的信仰会有很大的不同
then we'll discover that there's a great change in our spiritual life.
我们的价值观会有很大的改变
and our value system will have a great change.
我们的决定会有很大的不同
And our decisions will be very different.
今天这是我们要祷告的目标。
And today, this is the goal of our prayer.
求神让我们每一个人的心眼能够开。
You have to ask God to open up all of our spiritual eyes.
先看列王记下第六章。
Turn to 2 Kings chapter 6.
列王记下第六章
Second Kings chapter 6
第六章的十五节还有十六节
Verse 15 and verse 16
神的仆人清早起来出去看见车马军兵围困了城仆人对神人说哀哉我主啊怎么样行才好呢这里说伊丽莎有一天跟他的仆人到了一个城叫做多丹在十三节的最后一句话
And here it talks about Elisha and his servant went to a city called Dothan
那王十四节王就打发大军把那个城围困
And in verse 14 it says that the king sent horses and chariots to siege the city
那一大早，这个神人的仆人起来啊，糟糕了，这个敌人的大军围着我们，怎么办呢、啊、
？So when the servants he got up in the morning, he saw that all the armies have surrounded the city.
十六节
，in verse 16,
神人说不要怕
，don't be afraid. The prophet answered.
与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
Those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
当然这样讲哦，这个没有办法安慰这个仆人呐。
But when he said this, he still could not comfort his own servants.
你看我们信主这么久，圣经读多少遍
？And when we have believed in Lord Jesus for so long, and we have read Bible many times already.
太多安慰的句在圣经里面。
And there are too many words of comfort in the Bible.
所以十七节
，in verse 17,
伊丽莎祷告神说：“求你开这个少年的眼目，使他能看见。”神就开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕伊丽莎。
And Elisha prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes so he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
所以伊丽莎一祷告，他真的看到火车火马围绕伊丽莎。
So after Elisha prayed, his servant really saw the chariots of fire and horses of fire.
原来伊丽莎是神人啊，是神差遣他的天军天马围绕着。
And because Elisha he was a man of God, and God has sent his horses and chariots of fire to go around Elisha.
当然，这个仆人看了就不会怕了。
So after the servant saw this, he was not afraid anymore.
今天我们常常会失去内心没有平安。
And today we'll lose our peace in our hearts.
我们会有忧虑，会有害怕。
We will worry and we will fear.
怎么让我们生活真的有平安？
So how will we receive true peace in our life?
第一个，我们要追求神同在。
First, we have to pursue for God's abidance.
如果有神的同在
，If God abides with us,
其实，在我们周围，神派了很多的神的使者在看顾我们。
In fact, there are many angels of God who are around us, who are guarding over us.
我们就不会害怕。
And then we will not be afraid.
所以，肉眼虽然看不见，但是心眼我们可以看见。
Even though we are not able to see with our own physical eyes, but then we can see it with our spiritual eyes.
当我们看见，我们就放心了，不会怕。
And when we see, we will not be afraid.
今天这就是我们要祷告的一个目标。
Today, this is the goal of our prayer.
让我们心眼明亮。
So that we can see with our spiritual eyes.
能够看到与我们同在的太多了。
We can see what is with us is a lot.
我们就不会怕。
Then we will not be afraid.
我们现在再来看一节圣经节。
Let's turn to another Bible verse.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
哥林多后书啊。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
此等不信的人被这个世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督的福音光照他们。基督本是神的像。
The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
然后第六节。
Verse 6.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，啊，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Verse 6. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, make his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
所以这个主耶稣就是神的荣光。
So Lord Jesus, he is the light of God.
你怎么讲怎么讲，为什么这慕道朋友听不懂？
And whatever, no matter how hard we try to explain, and the truth seekers may not understand.
因为魔鬼你也把他心眼弄瞎了。
Because the devils, he has blinded their spiritual eyes.
所以他就看不到光了。
So they cannot see the light.
那对一个有信仰的人来讲。
But for a person who believes.
第六节。
In verse 6.
这个光从黑暗里面照出来。
Let the light shine out of darkness.
照在我们心里。
And to shine in our hearts.
那这个神的光一照到，我们就知道神的荣耀就显在耶稣的面上。
And when this light shines into our hearts, then we will have the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
所以我们对这个慕道朋友，就是要求神依他的那个心灵的眼睛。
So when we are praying for the truth seekers, we have to ask God to heal his spiritual blindness.
他说眼睛得很亮在看。
And even though they can see with their own eyes,
好像主耶稣当时的人,
and it is as the crowds who were following Lord Jesus,
凭肉体在认耶稣,
they use their own physical eyes to see Jesus,
英文叫 flesh,
and they use their own flesh, eyes of the flesh.
我们看外貌16节啊，第五章的十六节。
In verse 16, chapter 5, verse 16.
所以我们从今不凭外貌认人。虽然凭外貌认过基督。
So from now on, we regard no one from the worldly point of view, though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer.
所以今天真耶稣教会就是基督的身体。
So today, True Jesus Church is the body of Christ.
所以有的人就凭外貌要来认这个教会。
Some people use the worldly point of view to perceive the church.
看这个里面有没有社会的名流。
So they will see whether there is the fame and status of the world.
然后看这个社会，这个教会有没有很长的历史。
And they will see whether the church has a very long history.
所以用很多这个社会的标准在看，看不出来。
So when they use the standards of the world to judge a church, they are not able to see anything.
当时是要认耶稣，现在只要认教会。
And they,
耶稣已经在天上了。
The people, they were trying to, at that time, they were trying to perceive Lord Jesus, but then right now, Lord Jesus is in heaven.
但是如果心眼开了。
But then if their heart,of the eye of their heart is open.
他看清楚真理。
And they can see the truth.
他得到圣灵。
And after they have received the Holy Spirit,
他心眼开了，他就知道这个就是基督的身体。
And when their eyes are open, they know that this is the body of Christ.
虽然好像没有什么外貌。
Even though on the outside it seems like nothing.
这个就是耶稣的一个身体。
But this is the body of Christ.
这是很宝贵的。
And it is very precious.
一个就是宝贵，就是尊贵。
And this is only one, so it is very precious.
如果真教会有两个,
if there are two true churches,
两个就不是最珍贵的。
And if there are two, then it means that it is not the most precious thing.
如果只有一个,
if there is only one,
那你就没有第二个了。
Then there are no two.
那我们现在就在这个独一的真教会里面。
And right now, we're in this only one and only true church.
所以这个不是说你读多少书，你怎么看就会看得出来。神要开你的心，你才看得出来。
It is so right now, even no matter how much knowledge we have, we are not able to perceive this. It is unless God open our eyes.
有时候受教育越高，越难相信独一真教会。
Sometimes, if we receive even more education, it is harder for us to perceive the true church.
因为学术界里面没有独一的，没有绝对的。
Because in the education, they teach us that there is not one.Not only one thing.
不是，学术界没有绝对的 absolute.
There's no absolute things.
一切都是相对的。
Everything is relative.
再来，学术是靠头脑的。
And another, in the knowledge, everything is through logic.
所以以那个来看真教会，你找不出真教会。
And if we use the knowledge of the world to perceive the true church, we cannot find it.
来到神面前，主啊，可怜我，开我的心。
And if we come before the Lord and ask Him to open our hearts,
圣经的光照我们,
and when the true light of the Bible to shine in our hearts,
加上圣灵的体验,
and when we can experience through the Holy Spirit,
给我们属灵的智慧,
and to give us the spiritual wisdom,
主耶稣的身体就在这里,
and this is the body of Christ,
这太可贵了,
and this is very precious.
所以要求主开我们的心眼。
So we have to ask God to open the heart.
好，我们先来看以弗所书第一章。
Listen to Book of Ephesians chapter one.
以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter one.Verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那世人智慧跟启示的灵赏赐给你们神灵真知道他18节
18.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望他在圣徒中得的基业何等丰盛的荣耀19节
19.
并且他向我们所这个信的人所显的能力何等的大。这里保罗为以弗所教会的信徒祷告。
Here Paul was praying for the church, people in the church of Ephesus.
18节说照明你们心中的眼睛。
In verse 18, it says that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.
就是你心的眼睛开了。
That means that your heart, the eyes of your heart is open.
那开了你会看到什么？
And after your eyes of your heart are open, what can you see?
神的恩召有何等的指望?
You can see how glorious is the hope of which God has called you.
世界上没有一个盼望能够在主耶稣里面给我们的盼望相比。
There is no hope that is given by the world can be compared to the hope that Lord Jesus gave us.
何等的指望就没有办法比较了。
And this hope cannot be compared.
所以信耶稣的好处不是病得医治找到好的职业什么生活困难得到解决不是这个的这个是地上的
So the benefit of believing Lord Jesus is not for us to our sicknesses be healed and to get a good job and all these are only in the world
信耶稣的好处是肉眼看不到的
And the benefit of believing Lord Jesus cannot be seen with our physical eyes
那神开你的眼睛你就看到信耶稣的好处是何等的盼望那个盼望是超越今生进到灵界的
And when Lord Jesus opened your heart, eyes then you will be able to see this hope and this hope is, surpasses everything in the world
那个才是真的有价值的
Then this is the true value
好所以下面说他在圣徒中的基业何等丰盛的荣耀
And here it says later it says the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints
我们地上有什么荣耀
And what kind of glory do we have in the world?
没有啊。
We do not have anything.
但是天上的荣耀，圣经说像太阳。
But the Bible tells us that the glory in the heaven is like the sun.
主耶稣容貌放光，衣服洁白，好像太阳一样。
And Lord Jesus' face shines, and he has a white robe, and he shines like the sun.
将来每个人到天国，如果灵性非常好，都跟主耶稣一样。
And In the future, if we have very good spirituality and we go to heaven, we'll shine like Lord Jesus.
但是这样心眼开，你才能够看得到。
But then, unless our hearts of the eyes of our hearts be open, we cannot see this.
那接下去十九节，他向我们显的能力是何等的浩大。
And in verse 19, tells us that and his incomparably great power for us who believe.
最有力量的是什么
？And who is the most powerful person?
是死。
And the most powerful thing is the death.
那神的能力何等的浩大，就是能够把死亡变成生命。
But the power of God is so great that He can change death into life.
所以圣经说，死亡被生命吞掉了，吞灭。
So the Bible tells us that life has swallowed up death.
因此，死人可以复活。
That's why a dead person can come alive again.
这个是神的能力何等的浩大。
And this is the great power of God.
那如果我们眼睛开了。
And if our eyes were to be open,
看到我们信耶稣是何等的盼望
and we can see how much hope we have in Christ,
何等的荣耀
and how much glory we have,
神要向我们能力是何等的大
and how great the power is for us,
那我们今生我们的追求目标会改变
then the goal of our pursuit will change.
摩西住在王宫里面
when Moses was living in the palace,
希伯来书说他看到将来的赏赐，看不见的赏赐。
And the Hebrew, it tells us that he has seen the blessings in the future.
那个就是心里的看见，不是肉眼看见。
And he has seen this with his eyes in his heart.
摩西就从王宫出来。
Then Moses, he has left the palace.
最终的快乐不要。
He did not want the lust of the sin.
王孙的地位不要。
He did not want the status in the palace.
财富不要。
He did not want the riches.
有时候我们今天想，我信耶稣到底为耶稣放弃什么？
Today we think that what have we let go when we're believing in Lord Jesus?
讲起来真的很可怜，我为耶稣放弃什么？
And we will think that what have I sacrificed for Lord Jesus?
很少。
And there are not much.
那为什么我们可以为耶稣放弃？
But why can we let all these things go for Lord Jesus?
就是我们亲眼看到神要给我们。
Because in our, the eyes of our hearts, we can see what Lord Jesus is going to give us.
地上你就放得下去了。
Then we are able to let everything go.
因为那太好了。
Because what is in the heaven is the best.
所以我们要求神让我们心眼开。
So we have to ask God to open the eyes of our hearts.
我们人生追求的目标才会改变啊。
Then we will change the goal of our life.
信耶稣最重要不是追求地上的福气。
The most important thing for us to believe in Jesus is not to pursue the benefit of the world.
如果信耶稣是为求追求地上的福气，那地上有福气的就不需要信耶稣了。
And if we believe in Lord Jesus is only for the pursuit of the world, then for those who are blessed in the world, they do not need to pursue Jesus.
当然这可以追求，但是最重要是那个用心眼去看到那个福分。
Of course, we can pursue the blessings, but then what is the most important is for us to see with our hearts.
这个是最重要的。
And this is the most important thing.
那心眼怎么开？
Then how do we open the eyes of our hearts?
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1,
17节
verse 17.
说求主耶稣荣耀的父将那世人智慧跟启示的灵赏赐给你们，使你们真知道他。
I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
这里说这个灵是智慧跟启示。
And here it tells us that it is the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
这个启示又叫做 understanding, 就是属灵的领悟力还有属灵的智慧，是从圣灵来的。
And this revelation can also talk about the understanding, and the understanding is only from the spirit.
所以我们这个心要怎么开？
So how can we open the eyes of our heart?
就是借着圣灵的充满。
Then it is through the fulfillment of Holy Spirit.
人的灵了解人的事情。
The spirit of a man only understands what a man.
神的灵了解神的事情。
And the spirit of God understands God.
所以一个很聪明的人。
So for a very smart person.
你用属灵的话讲属灵的事，他听不懂。
If you tell him the spiritual matter, he will not be able to understand.
不是他不聪明啊。
It's not because he's not smart.
因为我们讲的是属灵事情。
But because what we're talking about is spiritual matter.
但是有一天他被圣灵充满。
But one day if he is filled by the Holy Spirit.
你讲属灵的事他听得懂。
And he, if we were to talk about the spiritual matter, then he will be able to understand.
因为他有智慧，他有属灵的领悟力。
Because he has the wisdom, he has the understanding in the spirit.
这个叫做眼睛开了。
And this is when our eyes are open.
所以不一定真的是说你看异象，不是这样。
And this does not mean that we see visions.
就是有属灵的智慧跟领悟力，神的话看得懂，你就看到灵界的价值。
And if we have the wisdom of and the understanding of the in the spirit, then we can see the value in the spirit in the spiritual matter.
我们看路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音二十四章。
Luke chapter 24.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
二十四章三十一节。
Luke chapter 24, verse 31.
他们眼睛明亮，这才认出他来。忽然，耶稣不见了。
Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him and he disappeared from their sight.
有两个门徒啊，离开耶路撒冷。
And there are two disciples, they left Jerusalem.
以马忤士去。
They went to Emmaus.
因为耶稣被钉十字架了，埋葬了。
Because Lord Jesus was crucified and he was buried.
现在说复活了。
And now they heard that he was resurrected.
反正耶稣不在了。
But then Lord Jesus, he is not with them anymore.
现在天天跟着主耶稣跟了三年半，忽然间耶稣不在，我要去跟谁？
And they have been following Lord Jesus for 3.5 years, and now Lord Jesus is gone. Then who should they follow?
回去吧，心灰意冷，回去吧。
So they wanted to go back to their own life.
这个叫信仰的软弱。
And this is when they're weak in their faith.
所以有时候我们信耶稣信久了之后啊，信仰失去体验以后，主耶稣不见了。
So sometimes when we believe in Lord Jesus for a long time, and we no longer experience Lord Jesus, and it seems that Lord Jesus is gone.
来教会只看到人。
And when we come to church, we only see people.
人都有缺点，所以都看到一大堆缺点。
And everyone will have their own shortcoming, and we only see the shortcomings.
但他没有看到神，没有看到神在这里。
But then they cannot see the God who is here.
信仰摇摇摆摆，摆到最后就离开教会了。
And their faith swayed, and in the end, they left the church.
那现在主耶稣怎么把他带回来？
But then now, how did Lord Jesus bring them back?
主耶稣就跟他同行。
Then Lord Jesus walked with them.
做两件事情。
And he did two things.
第一个跟他讲话。
Lord Jesus talked to them.
后来他们觉得说，哦，他跟我们讲话的时候，我们心不是火热吗？
And then they realized that when he was talking to us, when we are filled with zeal in our hearts.
第二个开他的眼睛。
Secondly, Lord Jesus opened their eyes.
他一眼睛一开，他发现啊，耶稣还活着，就刚刚跟我们走了。
And their eyes were open, and they realized that Lord Jesus was walking with us.
33节，他们立身回耶路撒冷。
In verse 33, they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem.
回耶路撒冷看不到，看得到主耶稣吗？
But then when they returned to Jerusalem, could they see Lord Jesus?
看不到了，耶稣已经复活变成灵体了。
They could not see Lord Jesus because Lord Jesus has resurrected and he has a spiritual body.
但是为什么看不到，还是回去？
But then why did they go back still, even though they cannot see Lord Jesus?
刚刚我肉眼心眼开了，我们看到耶稣。
But it is because their eyes of the heart has opened and they have seen Lord Jesus.
所以今天我们对这个信仰软弱的信徒，就是要求神开他的心眼。
So today, for those who are weak in faith, we have to ask God to open the eyes of their heart.
让他对主耶稣有再一次的体验，再一次的认识。
So they can experience once more Lord Jesus and blessings and understanding.
多找机会跟他谈一些神的话。
So you have to find the opportunity to talk about the word of God with them.
神的话就会在他心里面热起来。
Then the word of God will burn inside their heart.
如果神的话热起来，眼睛亮起来，他自己就回来教会。
And the word of God was burning inside their heart, and their eyes are open. Then they will come back to church.
如果神的话没有热起来，他眼睛没有亮，你一直打电话来教会，有时候他电话不接，到久了他根本就不理。
And the word of God is not burning inside their heart, and their eyes are not open. No matter how much we call them, they will not answer.
所以今天我们真的是需要向神祷告。
So today we really need to pray to God.
主啊，可怜我吧。
And to ask God to have mercy on us.
我要能看见。
I want to see.
最后一点。
Lastly,
我们看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelations.
启示录的第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
十七节。
Verse 17.
你说我是富足，已经发财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。十八节。
18.
我劝你向我抹火药的金金，叫你能富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身羞耻不露出来；又买眼药，使你眼睛使你能看见。这里在讲老底家教会。
And here is talking about the church in Laodicea.
啊，说我富足了，发财了，一样都不缺。
They said, I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and I do not need a thing.
这个富足也可以指的知识上的富足。
And this wealth can also refer to the wealth in the knowledge.
我们信主久了，属灵知识懂得很多。
And after we are believing in Lord Jesus for a long time, we know a lot of biblical knowledge.
但是问题在哪里？
But then where is the problem?
我们在灵里面看不到自己。
And in the spirit, we are not able to see ourselves.
所以有时候我们是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身肉体。
And sometimes we are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
那怎么办？
Then what should we do?
人如果没有办法看清楚自己，人不会进步的。
If a person cannot perceive their own self clearly, they will not be able to progress.
你为什么每天起来照镜子？
And why do we look into a mirror every day?
就是要看清楚。
It is because we want to see ourselves clearly.
看清楚我哪个地方还不够，再补充。
And we will have to see where we need to put makeup on.And to change ourselves.
那边镜子在哪里？
But then where is this mirror?
向神求。
And we have to ask God for it.
买眼药叫我眼睛得开。
We have to ask God to give us the salve and to so that our eyes can see.
让我能够看清楚自己。
So that we can see ourselves.
这样我们才会进步。
Then we can improve.
所以主啊，可怜我吧。
So we have to ask God to have mercy on us.
我要能看见。
I want to see.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
426.
426.